After the death of Louis Holiday, Romany Marie closed down her tea room while John Reed told Dorothy she should leave town. He gave her the train fare to Washington, D.C. to work on the Suffragist magazine, but after a month, she returned to New York. That April, the same month as Jean and Agnes's wedding, she began training as a nurse at Kings County Hospital in Brooklyn. Dorothy said she returned to nursing because she was sick of playing at writing, but her nursing skills had begun when her mother had the last of her five children. Grace was in her 40s when John was born 11 years after Della, Dorothy's only sister and fourth of the day children. Grace did not recover easily from the birth, and neither could she nurse the baby, so Dorothy took care of him, though he was so difficult to feed he almost starved to death. Dorothy's work as a nurse that spring of 1918 almost ended before it had begun. In mid-April, the editors of the Masses were put on trial for conspiring to obstruct war recruitment and conscription, and Dorothy was called as a witness for the prosecution. She was lucky not to have been arrested, as she had been responsible for choosing some of the cartoons and articles that were used in the trial, but her name had not been on the masthead. She wasn't helpful to the prosecution and claimed she couldn't remember much. "I am taken by surprise by this testimony," the prosecutor said. The trial ended in a hung jury. 10 had voted for conviction, as did the second trial, for which Dorothy was not called, although now 8 voted for acquittal, and as the war was ending by that time, the matter was dropped. During the trial, Dorothy lost her position at the hospital, but she got it back because most of the doctors and nurses had left for Europe in the war effort, and the first wave of the Spanish flu had just begun. She couldn't have chosen a more benighted time to become a nurse, but she was always one to be doing something, doing what needed to be done. While her two older brothers were serving in the war, Donald at an air and coastal patrol station at Montauk Point, New York, and Sam as a radio operator on a minesweeper in the English Channel, Dorothy was coming onto the ward in a city hospital, the last stop for the dying poor, to lay out as many as 8 bodies a day. People healthy in the morning could be dead by night. The autumn of 1918 brought on a second wave of the flu, and the fatality rate was so high and death so quick that if the rate continued, people feared the U.S. population would be wiped out in a matter of weeks. The flu weakened its victims' bodies, but they retained their clearness of mind, and it left people with no idea of whether they or their friends or family would survive. While she was caring for the ill and dying, Armistice Day, 3 days after Dorothy's 21st birthday, passed by without her being aware of it. As the worst of the flu abated by the end of November, she started to write again, half an hour in the morning and a half hour late at night. She became restless and went into the city on her half day off, and it was there, back with the old crowd, that she met a man whom she would come to love beyond reason and hope, a newspaper man named Lionel Moyes. In June 1917, at the age of 29, and while living in Missouri working as a reporter for the Kansas City Star, Lionel had registered in the Officers Reserve Corp as a second lieutenant, and when Dorothy met him, he was in uniform. In her autobiographical novel, The 11th Virgin, Dorothy wrote that the fictional character based on Lionel was working at the hospital as an orderly to pay off his medical bill after being drugged and robbed by...